splits on there?
I don't look at the splits on Baseball Reference. Generally, if I'm looking for like I'll do a specific search like game log or splits, and it's a little quicker.
Let's see. I have it here. Platoon splits. Yeah, all right. I got it all, Pop. Look at it. I can work it.
All right.
First right-handed pitching. Now, he had 417 at-bats.
Last year
this
as a lefty.
This is, I believe, last year.
Okay.
417 at-bats.
I got the numbers. I'm writing it down. 417 ABs. Go ahead.
15 homers.
Yeah, I knew he hit some home runs. Yep.
60 ribbies.
What was the OPS? That's all I care about.
758.
Okay, 758. Not good. What? Now give me the righty numbers.
Now,
fewer at-bats.
185 at-bats. Obviously, it's a lot less.
But similar home runs.
16, okay, even more.
Okay, one more.
38
and what's the OPS?
Ribbies.
What's the OPS? 860, 850, 840?
916.
Okay, 916. I didn't even know it was that high.
And the batting average.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about 40 points. He was 242.
I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this because I didn't do some research.
I know, but still.
And it's not just last year. Or you can go back to
his career. His career.
Yes.
You look at it. His batting average is basically 290 compared to 266. His OPS is similar, 838 to 800. But he hits more versus left-handed pitching.
You might be onto something here.
It's becoming more and more pronounced. That's the issue. There's always going to be a bit of a disparity. Birdie lefty versus birdie righty, a little different. Posada. I'm not saying that it's,
but when it's
you
that
have to be
stark.
Exactly replicable, but it's stark. His bat speed, it's just right, it's
but,
a different
but,
look.
But I guess my question or concern would be right-handed hitting
against right-handed pitching,
which he's not used to doing.
I understand.
And
that.
How much of a drop off is that going to be?
Well,
I don't know. Is he better off hitting lefty?
No. Is he? I don't think he's better off hitting lefty. I just don't. Now seeing him. As a lefty hitter.
He does look visible. Like, you see the confidence as a right-hand hitter.
No question.
Versus a left-hand.
And what did he do yesterday? Boom, double right over the bag. Bang, righty.
He hits the ball hard right-hand.
Yes,
I don't
he
have
does.
The velo, but, you know, the velo numbers in front of me. I know.
He does. Now, if you're talking righty-righty, the big difference would be, and this would probably help his average, he would face a lot more righties. I'll take a slider. So a slider's looking like a fastball. It's coming at him, righty-righty, and then it's going to go away from him. You just bang that to right field. Obviously, as a lefty, it's coming into you. It's kind of going down at your back foot. So it is a different look. I understand that. I'm not saying that it's even easy or that they would even consider this, but you're going to have him for a long time unless you trade him and somebody and you eat a lot of the money. I'm not saying you do it tonight. I'm saying eventually this needs to be explored. He's a much better righty.
Sosa is calling from Harlem. What's up, Sosa?
Hey, what's going on, my G's? Top of the afternoon.
So, what's happening, brother?
I usually don't like agreeing with people that root for the Manhattan Knicks or the Bronx Yankees, but today I have to.
Okay.
Sal, you're out of your mind, bro. You and Hoffa, you're killing me. Lindor is mid at best. DT, last week you said you would rather have Jose Reyes.
Yes.
I would too.
Yes.
Jose Reyes brings more to the table.
Yep.
Steals, speed. Puts the bat on the ball, hits for power.
Mm-hmm.
Lindor, I don't know, man. Ever since
Jose Reyes hit for power, what are you talking about?
Well, a lot of triples, not really pop.
Not really like power, like, you know, like.
You either hit for power or you don't, Sosa. You either hit for power or you don't. Not all power, you know, power. No, you either have power or you don't.
He'll run into a few. Okay,
yeah, okay, but you're talking... No. Sosa, let me help you out. If you're trying to make a case for Jose Reyes against Francisco Lindor, one word you should never use is power.
Okay, all right.
That's
so
true.
You know
yeah,
what,
that's true.
My bad.
Okay, all right. Just okay. Now we can move on. Thank you.
How about consistency, Sal?
I don't think you have that either. I wouldn't use that either.
I would.
Yo, listen... Since Lindor's been here, man, it's like we've been coddling him. Hey, you know what? Go get him next time, Lindor. It's going to be. And now we got our owner saying, hey, we should just applaud him when he goes 0-for-1,000. Like, come on, man. We're paying him millions of money to be the guy. He is not the guy.
Nope.
He's mid at best.
Well, he's a little bit better than mid.
Thanks for the call, sir. So he's one of the best shortstops in the game. I mean, but you say mid. How quickly you forget about Jose Reyes. I'm going to read you off. What number do you want, BT, for Jose Reyes? You want me to go batting average? You want your OPS? What do you want?
Well, since
you want
I
home
think,
runs?
Well,
you want ribbies?
Well, I'm trying to paint a different
Stolen
picture
bases.
Than you, so how about you give me some triple numbers? Because I know those are very high. How about the hit? I know he had 3 years where he had over 200 hits, right?
Let's
see. How about the 125 runs he scored 1 year? A lot of numbers that I can paint quite favorably for
but
Reyes.
He said consistency.
Okay.
That was the... So, pick a number, and I'll say that Reyes was not consistent. I mean, he did lead the league in stolen bases 3 years in a row, mm-hmm. and that's great. But he also, like, in compared to Francisco Lindor, Reyes hit 7 homers and 12 homers and 19 homers, I think, was his career high. Lindor blows that out of the water. You want to go batting average?
What was Reyes' Mets batting average? Mets.
Well, let me just give you the years here.
No, I have to get these numbers to make sure.
Yeah. First of all, I can barely see. No, here. Batting average since he came into the league with the Mets, .307.
Like it should say at the bottom of Baseball Reference, like just his Mets.
You
know what I'm saying?
The Mets totals.
Mets totals.
.282.
Okay, .282.
Yeah.
What's Lindor?
But as far as consistency goes, just for the record,
yep.
.307, .255, .273, .300. .280, .297, .279, .282,
batting title.
.337.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah. That's not consistent.
No, that's not, but it's still .282 at the end of the day. I get, let's not recreate.
With an inflated .337 in a loser
kind of like
year.
McNeil a little bit. No, I want to be fair. I want to be fair to this. Like, I was on SNY every day apex of this, and it was hamstring issues, and, you know, a lot of years the Mets weren't very good. They moved him to second base to accommodate Kaz Matsui. Let's not make it seem like the Jose Reyes era was without flaw. But I'd still take Jose Reyes over Lindor.
OPS, your key number.
I just felt like he was more mentally resilient.
Yeah, he also left. OPS, your key number.
But he left on his own volition.
Yeah, he wanted more money.
Yeah.
OPS, your key number. Reyes in his Mets career, only 3 times was he over 800.
Yeah, but hold on, Sal. I say OPS is my key number, but not necessarily for the leadoff man, which Jose Reyes always was.
What is it for him, then?
I'm saying, well, because Lindor generally bats third. So
I get it, but okay. I'm just saying, so like, what is the measurement?
What is it?
Reyes is a better base stealer.
Yeah.
Reyes had a powerful arm. I wouldn't say he's a good, a better defender than Lindor.
I think it's
pretty
good. Close. Jose Reyes was pretty good picking it, man. It was good.
I think Reyes was more athletic
than
Lindor.
Definitely.
I don't think he was more as sound as Lindor is defensively.
I would probably agree with that. I do think that the common play, Lindor's going to make that with his eyes shut. I'm going to give you that.
Whose numbers you have up? You have any of them?
I actually...
You want to go on hits per season?
Go ahead. Well, I know Reyes had a couple of years where he had 200,
so
right?
I'm going to start when he started getting real at bats.
All right.
Starting in 2005. Reyes was at 190.
I mean, that's a big number. Lindor's never getting 190 here.
190, 194, 191, 204.
Dude, those are big numbers. Right, that's so an average of about 197.
Was from 05, 06, 07, 08.
And what was his high? 200 and what again?
204, led the league.
Okay,
do you
ever think that Lindor will ever get 200 hits as a New York Mets?
I'm just even curious what he has.
Okay, Lindor at this point, last year he had
his
high watermark so far at the Mets is 170.
And what's his overall with Cleveland?
We'll go back to the Guardians days, getting paid for what you did there. 183, 182. Even at his apex with Cleveland, he never had more than 183.
Okay. Well, Reyes had those four. Reyes had 4 terrific years.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see 4 terrific years from Lindor with the Mets.
But he's filled out the stat. I mean, you're also talking about different players because Lindor's driving in 100 runs.
I know.
Reyes, I mean, couldn't sniff 70.
It's not the easiest comp.
81 runs.
Sal, I'll give you that. It's not a perfect comp.
Yeah.
I wonder.
And Reyes was not good in the clutch either.
Yeah. Neither was Lindor.
Yeah.
Lindor's
Reyes
in the clutch.
And Reyes was a part of the biggest choke artist in baseball history in
2007. Up 7 with 17 to go. I got you. Who do you think that the Met fan would prefer? Lindor? Reyes or Lindor?
Probably Reyes because of the homegrown.
Who do you want?
Nah, I would take Lindor. The stadium was built for Reyes, so I would have loved to see him actually play in his prime with Citi Field.
Yeah.
But overall, I think Lindor's a better player.
You go Lindor? You go Lindor, too? Like, you would prefer Lindor over Reyes?
It's hard to have the conversation, even though we're having it, because they do totally different things.
Mets better, Reyes or Lindor? I'll take Reyes.
Yeah, but also remember, Reyes was on a loaded offensive team.
Yeah, he had some horses around
him. When you're talking about Reyes with Beltran and Wright and Delgado.
Any of those guys better than Pete Alonso? Because that's what Lindor's got behind him.
I think Delgado 100%.
Well, then why is everybody telling me that Alonso's the greatest position player in the history of the Mets?
Well, because you factor in homegrown. Because
he is. You guys are losing your minds.
Hold on. Sal, simple. At the end of the day, if Alonso's here for more than one more year, he's going to break every single record in the Mets. So that's just it. Historically, he is.
That factors. I never said he's the best player, but as far as factoring in homegrown and the numbers and longevity, that's probably why you would say.